This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning if you're stateside, Monday afternoon if you're over here in the UK and Europe. It's a pleasure to get together with you. Hello and welcome to this Monday, the 11th of May. As I said, it's a pleasure to get together with you. The sun is shining here in the UK. It feels very spring-like and lovely. I know reading some of your comments in other parts of the world, different kinds of weather. But anyway, the 11th is a portal number. It's a very powerful number. If you use numerology, you would know that you don't ever condense that number. It's like the pillars of a portal and you walk through. So a powerful day. How are you going to use this powerful moment in time? Interesting. Tomorrow, of course, is the glorious 12th. We love the 12th on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. Of course, we do, when 1-2 Listen will be on specially reduced rates. So I will do my best to get over there. I haven't logged on for a wee while because I haven't been terribly well last week, but I'm back. So I will be over there and morning stateside. So if you'd like to come and join me and have a one-on-one reading, it will be my pleasure. Also, don't forget that on the front page of 1-2 Listen, lots of free goodies. There's the horoscopes, the star scopes. Mine's a star scope. There are lots of other scopes by my colleagues. So lots of different perspectives to look at the month ahead. And also, absolutely free and unique, is the gratitude board on the front of 1-2 Listen. What a way to empower your wishes. If today is a portal, an 11 day, and you want to walk through it, well, to put a note on the front of 1-2listen.com and on the gratitude board. It is free. We do not collect your emails and suddenly spam you with 1,000 messages. It is literally a gift from 1-2 Listen. So if there's something you want to empower, you've got 50 advisors who are empowering it as well. Go and use it. It's free. So as I said, a very good morning to you. If you're stateside and you were celebrating Mother's Day at the weekend yesterday, I hope that you had a very fulfilling day, whether you were remembering a mother departed, or you are a mother, or your mother is still with you. And for me, it is very much about Mother Earth as well. I remember Mother Earth on Mother's Day because she is also the one who gives us everything. She is nurturing. She's fairly forgiving of our behavior. Occasionally, we get a slap up the side of the head to concentrate on what we're doing. And in particular, that became very true for us here in the UK. I don't know if it was broadcast in the States. You'll have to tell me in the chat room whether it was. But we had a huge, I think it was 2 or 3 hour program on our BBC, our main broadcaster, honouring the life of the naturalist Sir David Attenborough. And my goodness, what a life. I mean, the word legend is bandied about quite often. He is a legend. He's a luminary. He's extraordinary. He has left a legacy that is extraordinary. So much so, he's been knighted twice, which I didn't realise till they said on the programme. He was first knighted, a standard knighthood, in 1985. And then in 2022, he was knighted again. He got the Knight Grand Cross of the Order of St Michael and St George, which is about as high as it gets, short of making him a member of the royal family, which they can't do. Only royals get. There's another knighthood that's slightly higher, but only royals can get it, or former prime ministers, when they've proved their worth. So I'm so pleased for him that he's been honoured with that. But it's just extraordinary what he's done. A life colossally well lived, if I can say that. I mean, he almost wasn't on television. It's only because a zookeeper went sick and he was the producer of the TV programme. They slung him in front of the camera way back in the 1950s, I think 1954. And there began this extraordinary life. Now, I think fate probably took a hand in that. I really do. But he made a programme for many years in black and white called Zoo Quest, and people loved it. And he used to travel all over the world in those days collecting specimens for zoos, which, of course, we now don't take animals from the wild, but in the 50s they did. And they filmed it. and people loved it. But then he walked away from that and he became controller of one of our channels called BBC Two. And that was the first channel ever to have colour TV. And he oversaw the introduction of colour TV and he realised what it could do. And instead of staying in that corporate world, he walked away from it and he began to make a television programme in colour about the natural world. It was called Life on Earth and it changed everything. And literally the earth moved. He didn't just educate, he made people feel, he made people value, he made people get involved and empowered with the natural world. And laws changed in Parliament. Corporates altered their working practices. Supermarkets over here stopped selling plastic bags because of it. It was just a seismic shift. And now he's 100. And I have to say, for 100, he looks amazing. And he's still working. He's still voicing documentaries. Blue Planet 3 is about to come out and he's still working and he's voicing it as well. But he was asking us to take up the baton of the work that he's done. And I think we all have a responsibility to do that. So I just wanted to share that because that's came through so powerfully with this mother energy, this Mother Earth energy when I've been meditating for the last couple of days. And I did ask for a card for the day. I'm not surprised the card came out for all of us for the day. It is the Knight of Earth. Why am I not surprised? Here is this beautiful knight with a black horse, a ploughed field, and he's got plans there. He's looking at how he's going to sow seeds, how he's going to be productive in this world. So again, the same message, we all can make an incredible difference with our choices, because if we won't buy products because they're not environmentally friendly, the corporations who make them have two choices. They can either change what they do or they'll go out of business. So don't ever forget how powerful you are. That's the message I have for today. I'll put my soapbox away now and say that there's a lovely chat room going on Facebook. If you like that kind of thing, you want to come in and join us, please do. I'm just going to give it a refresh because I can see people coming in there. If you want to come in and you're not on Facebook already, go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. There is an option to chat. Come on in there. If you're a Facebook person, just put 12radio. It's a private group. Come on in and let's see who is in there. So I'm going to tip them the right way up. So a very good morning to Jean McIntosh. Joni Thompson's just come in the room, I've seen. Good morning to Maureen White-Varner, to Jennifer Hart, literally down the road from me. Yeah, Joni, I've just seen in there. Kat Garner, Tara Elizabeth, Quelly is in there. Laura Kasdan-Fulton's in there. Okay, let me go back up to the top and get on with some readings. So Jean McIntosh, good morning to you. You say it's in the 40s here in Little Siberia, New York, which you say means the black flies are out, which is spoiling your joy of springtime. Well, I'm sorry they're doing that. I'm sure they have a purpose. They're probably food for someone else, but I can quite understand that it's like the midges in Scotland. You do have to completely cover up or you can't go out. You would like a card from Spirit. You're hoping to finalise the sale of your home this week. Okay. So finalising sales of home. Do you know, instantly before I go near a card, I feel Archangel Metatron. Now, Metatron is the Metatron's cube, as I'm sure you know. It's sacred geometry. And he's good at timing. So Metatron has come in. So you might like to call upon him to help. But I am asking now for a card for you for this sale. There you go. I love it. I have a Four of Fire. It means new home. So I think that it's going to go well. It's a card about celebration and about homes. Interestingly, it has come in with a Major Arcana card as well. Now, this has come in with Gemini, the Lovers, number 6. We're not far off Gemini. So I'm not sure how you're processing goes, but there's a connection to the Gemini energy. So I'm going to say that it might take that long, but you're going to know that it's a happy result. And that also comes in with Archangel Raphael as well, which is to do with our choices. So perhaps there are some more choices that are going to get discussed before this finalizes. I wish you every success with it, Jean. Good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen White-Varner. You've had a fabulous week in New Jersey, and this Jersey girl is ending it with seeing Springsteen, oh my heart, I colour me green, in New York City tonight. Oh, fabulous. Dance for me, please. You would like a card for the week, if time permits, of course. Okay, so a card for Maureen White-Varner, please. There we go. Interesting, this is, I've got two cards about money or materialism. So I don't know whether it's, I am assuming it's quite expensive to go and see Springsteen, but it's money well spent. I've got the King here. So, or maybe if you feel you've spent a little too much, because I've got it with the Four, which is about not spending too much, but also not restricting yourself so much that you go into poverty consciousness. So definitely a card about money and wealth, which might be money or it might be wealth of life and wealth of enjoyment, and well done for spending your money seeing Springsteen. Oh, I'm so jealous. Good afternoon to my friend Jennifer Hart, literally up the road in Cornwall. You're just settling down with, that looks like a picture of a cup of tea. I'm going to assume it is. Looking forward to being here amongst us all, and a card as usual. Let's clear the deck for Jennifer and see what Jennifer needs to know. Well, there we go. Nice card. The One, the Ace of Fire. It has a new moon behind it. New beginnings, amazing opportunities, things moving forward. Now, the new moon is coming up. I think it's on the 16th of May. So, and we're in that last quarter of the moon. So as this last quarter fades away, maybe work with that energy, Jennifer, and really gear up to maybe doing a ceremony or something, or construct yourself a little ceremony with a candle, because this is a little boy holding up his wand aloft like a candle, and he's got a baby dragon with him, and he's got seeds in pots and flowers. And I know that you love your garden, and it's full of pots of flowers. So in the same way, spiritually, prepare to seed your life and hold up your wand like a candle and make a wish. Joni Thompson, good morning to you. Truly enjoying the beginnings of the week with you. Me too. I would love a card ready for some refresh, a bit of a portal insight. What might the cards have to share? Okay, so an 11 portal day. Let's clear the deck for Joni Thompson. What? Walking through her portal. Well, that came flying, flying out. I'm not surprised. I have the Ace of Earth, Ace of Coins, if you like traditional tarot. In this deck, I kid you not, I have a little girl. She has a book under her arm, and actually she's got a rabbit as well. And she's walking up this golden pathway through a bed of beautiful flowers and lawns, and walking into this building that looks kind of like the White House. It's not the White House. It is that kind of, it is white. It's a huge mansion, and it has that kind of feeling about it. And at the front are two portals, two stone portals. And she's going to walk through this door, and she knows that it is, she's staring into camera and she's smiling because she knows that this is the beginning of a new journey, of new learning, of opening of new possibilities, if she is prepared to put the work in and do the learning. So that sounds pretty good as a portal, Joni. I hope that's helpful. Kat Garner, not sure if my first comment came through. Would love a card. Of course, Kat. Okay. So Kat Garner, please. Nope, that didn't come out. Okay, another one, Kat Garner. What card? That's better. Now we have a card. So if you've had something going on, Kat, that has your thoughts spinning, something that's been nagging at you or niggling, giving you sleepless nights, or you're worrying that something won't work out, or you can't figure out a way to do something, something that's spinning you, this card, the Nine of Air, Nine of Swords, says that actually those fears are unfounded because it's a card about worry. And worry never helped anything. Worry never solved anything. All it does is rob you of your peace of mind in this moment. So if you've got one of those going on that's spinning you, just remember, there's that thing from my Reiki tenets that I do every morning. Just for today, I shall not worry. I shall not let worry rob me of my peace of mind because I trust in the process of life. So maybe that will help you. Okay, Tara Elizabeth, today is your 15th wedding anniversary. Congratulations. You would like a message on this 11 day. Okay, of course, let me have a look. A 15th wedding anniversary message. Okay. Again, I've got an air card, which is not what I expected, but I always trust these cards, know what they're doing. It is the King of Air. Now, normally this is about business. I'm wondering whether this is your other half, because this man is very focused. He uses his intellect. He uses his mind. He likes to fix things in that way. Quite often comes up with some very wise advice. He's objective and fair-minded. I'm looking at this in terms of relationship. So sometimes this man, you can think he's not listening to me or I'm not being felt or heard in that way. If that makes sense to you, it's actually quite a good balance, because I think you're very sensitive and not emotional, you're intuitive. So the balance of that, I think, is incredibly important in your life. So celebrate your differences and celebrate what it is that brings you together for your anniversary. And congratulations on making it for 15 years. Quelly, good morning. Laura, you've had lots of bumps in your life lately. Yes, you have. You tried to give yourself concussion yesterday. Oh my goodness gracious me. I hope that you're all right. You would like a message for the rest of the month that's going to be easier. I hope that your life is going to be easier. Let's bring in some angels and archangels and see what you get. It's going to get easier, Laura. I have the Six of Air. The Six of Air shows a family and people on a lake. Behind them is a terrible storm, but it is behind them. And they're rowing forward away from it. They have Archangel Gabriel with them, which is new beginnings. And the Six of Air, the Six of Swords, always means that the worst is behind you. The challenging things are behind you, and that things will start to look up, that you will find more peace of mind, because it's the air card, the swords card, it's about how you think about life. So hopefully much more peaceful and the storm is behind you, Laura. Kat Garner says, I adore watching programs narrated by Sir David Attenborough, you, me and half the world. He's fabulous. You're very welcome that I shared that knowledge. Joni said, thank you for sharing about David Attenborough. Now, I can see there are comments, and my Facebook chat room has done that thing where it's showing me the comp that you have commented, but not showing me what you've said. Bear with me while I sort this out. I think that's going to be my new catchphrase doing the show. Bear with me while I sort this out. Okay, let's see if it's put the comments back in. If not, I shall digress into another tangent while I sort it out. So there we go. Jennifer says the card was very encouraging. Yep, I sincerely hope so. And Maureen and Tara Elizabeth, you're both Aquarius rising, so that makes sense. Yes, it would do. Okay, congratulations. I can see one more comment underneath, I think. Yes, Pamela Snow, but it's not showing me what. So I'm going to do a card for you, Pamela, because I suspect that you are asking for a card, and it's just not showing me at the moment. Okay. Two things. One is Nine of Earth. Love this card because it means reward yourself for all the work you've done through this life. You deserve some good times. And I have it with a Knight of Water. Now, the Knight of Water is feelings that are very are really, because the water is spilling out of his cup because he's galloping on a horse and there's a huge waterfall pouring behind him. So feelings can really rise to the surface and be a bit turbulent. So I'm with the Nine of Earth, I'm thinking, are you feeling that you shouldn't treat yourself? And if you are, then I think you should possibly reverse that and give yourself a huge treat. So I'm just going to refresh this page again because I know what it's up to. While I'm doing that, I'm going to remind you that I am just 10 minutes away from Mark Husson with his wonderful show on YouTube. And I know that he said the stage is set for the houses this week to find out. We've done the rising sign, we've done the moon, we've done the sun. Now we really get to delve into your life, the houses, how it all comes together. So that's coming up on his show in about 9 minutes' time. Now I'm counting down. Right, quickly, let me sort these comments out and see if anybody else was looking for a reading that I haven't done because I don't want to miss you out. I forgot to give a shout out to Erin, who quite often listens to this show, and also to Polly Ford, who also listens to this show. Pamela got your message now. It says, good morning, Erica and everyone. Stopping in to say hello and happy Monday. That is great. I think I have got round to saying hello to everyone. There was one other thought that I don't think I said at the beginning of the show that I have been meditating on all this week when people were asking me about what I thought about things and my priorities in the world and what did I think about this, that and the other. And I just came to think there are only two things, two homes that we get in each lifetime. The first home you get is your body, which is the home to your soul. It was with you since you were conceived and it will be with you until you go back into spirit. And the only other home that we ever completely possess is Mother Earth. That's it. Everything else is detail, is up for negotiation, is up for whatever happens in the flow of our existence in this body. So your true home is your body and Mother Earth. And both of them deserve to be nourished and nurtured and respected. So there you go. I'm going to leave that there. I have got just 2 minutes left. I'm going to do one final thought for the day for a new moon, please, because I think I won't quite, you know, I won't have been on air. So a card for the new moon. There we go. Very quickly towards the end. Find balance with this new moon. I have got Archangel Zadkiel connected to Sagittarius. Seeing other people's points of view, maybe being able to blend or create something. When you, it's the energy of putting two things together is more rather than less. So maybe that is a thought to work with as we head for the new moon on the 16th. Okay, that is it. I am out of time. Thank you so much for your company. I am looking forward to more lessons in astrology with Mark Husson in about 5 minutes' time. Have yourself a wonderful new moon, and I will see you at the same time next week here on 1-2 Radio. Lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.